He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 127.5% in living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 600. 600. How about that? Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Well, a lot has gone by since I have been back on the air, per se. When I got back from CES, I had a vicious cold, as did probably 10 of the other people that were on the crew, and that's not unusual for CES, but boy, I gotta tell you, it knocked me for a loop this year. It really did. Today is the first day almost 2 weeks that I'm able to talk without coughing half to death, so that's a good thing. CES was very interesting. I had some just fascinating interviews with people, and I'm in the process now of chopping up each interview, and I will put each interview up. If you go on to our website here, you can actually scroll down and see pretty much all the interviews in total, 8 hours a day, and some of the pictures and just some of the crazy stuff that was at CES, and a lot of the things that we saw. So it's pretty interesting, and if you have some time, it's definitely worth a glance. If I had to pick one thing that stood out to me, and I knew it before I went, it was AI, artificial intelligence. Pretty much every software company and / hardware company that I interviewed or that I saw had incorporated some type of AI, artificial intelligence, within their product. And I'm going to do a whole show on artificial intelligence, my thoughts on it. Some of it I think is going to be fabulously awesome, and some of it's quite frankly scary as hell. So I don't know where we're going, but we're going real fast with the AI. And you know, what you got to keep in mind is that these things are run on logarithms, which are made and synthesized, if you will, by us human beings. So you know, inherently they're flawed. Not to say that they're all flawed, but you get into all kinds of things, particularly when you're dealing with genetics and developing genotyping and things like that. It's a fascinating subject, somewhat scary to me, and that it also trickles over to the electronics area, where they are dealing with certain kinds of computer platforms, if you will, that will tell you how fast you're walking, how slow you're walking. I had interviewed a company that had these shoes. You'll see the interview. And they were heavy metal shoes, and they were used to measure how much you walk, which way you walk. So I said to the gentleman, I said, "So what are you trying to do, make me more efficient in the way I walk?" You want to answer the question. So I don't know if they're trying to get a logarithm that shows how quickly one could walk and increase that, or get a robot to do it better. I don't know. I don't think they know, but fascinating stuff. In any event, we have an interesting show for you today. What we're going to take a look at is a MayCard device today for the gadget of the day, that is basically a Wi-Fi range extender. Now, there are probably no less than 100,000 of these devices out there. They're getting smarter, cheaper, and better as we talk. Wi-Fi 6 is here, and they do have Wi-Fi 6 extenders. I like the MayCard products because they're very well engineered. They have good tech support. They are economical. They don't cost a fortune, and quite frankly, they work real well. So if you go on their website, you'll immediately see that they have a mesh network, and they're out of stock with the MC1800, which is a great device. And they also have two wire mesh cards, I should say, devices that you can purchase. One is the RE1800, and you better take a mortgage out, because that list for $1,650. I mean, $1,650. I passed on that. And they also have one, a new one, called the RE1200 that will extend the range. So if you go on the Maycard website, you'll get all kinds of fascinating information on what these do. Now, if you don't have Wi-Fi 6, and most of us probably don't, unless you have a new router and a company that supports Wi-Fi 6, you don't have it. So what I did is, because I have a great mesh system here in the studio, but I have one spot, only one spot, that is not the best. So I've had other extenders in that area before, and they don't work that well. So what I chose was the Maycard brand new release. This is a 2023 release of a Wi-Fi extender. This particular model is the N300. New generation, up to 2 times faster, the longest range than ever. When I see longest range than ever, the English isn't exactly right with that. So it makes me wonder who, you know, I don't know. In any event, internet amplifier repeater with Ethernet port, which is what I absolutely need. I need that. It gives you an access point. This one is cool because you're getting another Alexa-compatible device. This is only for 2.4 gigahertz. Now, everybody, or a lot of people out there, are saying, I got 5 gigahertz, it's faster. It may be faster, but it doesn't propagate as long. 2.4 will propagate longer, okay, than the 5 gigahertz will. So 2.4 is perfectly fine for the stuff I need. What do I need it for? Well, I am hooking up a device. Actually, I'm hooking up an NVIDIA Shield in a particular area of the studio here, and I'm going to operate it on Wi-Fi. Actually, it's operating on Wi-Fi, and it's not giving me the speed that I want. So, contrary to public fact, I always like a wire. So I'm going to use this particular device here, which has a pop on the bottom, if you can see right there. And that's going to allow me to plug in an Ethernet cable and plug it directly in to this Shield, this NVIDIA Shield, which is an Android server box, if you will. We may talk about that someday. I have a pretty cool connection there. So that is what we are going to take a look at. The price is great. Right now it's $32.99. Call it $33. And it's pretty nice. This is actually the second one that I purchased because I like the first one so much. Why? Well, check this out. This device claims it will give you 9,000 plus square feet. My home is nowhere near 9,000, and probably your home is nowhere near 9,000 square feet. This is going to blast through barriers, eliminate dead zones, zombie zones, indoors and outside. So this room is kind of right next to the door that goes outside. So guess what? I'm expecting, and I haven't hooked it up yet, some spillover, so I'll be able to use this, my net outside also. So this is going to not get stuck behind thick walls, appliances, cement floors. Maycard delivers ultra-high stability bandwidth for online gaming, video, 4K HD video. It's very powerful, and I know that it is because I have another one of these in another facility that I use. Now, here's the kicker. This thing's going to do 45 devices. 45 devices. You don't own 45 devices. I don't own, I might own 45 devices. I got stuff hooked up here. I don't even remember I hooked it up. But it will do 45 devices with zero bog, house full data. You have data hogs, particularly on your network. This will bypass it with its range booster with internet port. It eliminates the problems. It will give you fast data pumping out interference for free. In any event, this works pretty good. Let's take a look at it. Let me bring this up here. If I can find it, it is right there. There we go. So this is the actual device. I'm going to unbox this because it's still in the box. So this is what it looks like. It's kind of a purple box. Even though it looks blue, it is purpley. And the box is not easy to get into. I'll tell you that right now. There's no way you get into this without destroying the box. I've tried. So there it is. It's open. And we're going to pull out all the stuff. nothing left in the box. It's empty. And of course, we get a 20% off coupon the next time I go to buy one, which will be the third one if I buy one. So it's a newer dual band Wi-Fi. This is the next model up, actually. It doesn't say what model it is, but it's 25% off. And stop. If you need tech support, I love this, a refund or an immediate replacement, call these dudes, which I like, and they'll help you out. If you look inside, this is also nice. It will give you an 800 number for tech support. You don't see that a lot. And you're going to scan this QR code in to activate. Activate, get this, a lifetime warranty, right? When was the last time you saw that? There it is. Scan it in for a lifetime warranty. There's your QR code. Nice, nice. And less than thrilled, call them. They'll do whatever they need to do to make you happy. So all that's good. So we're going to put that over there. But wait, there's more. Your phone setup. This gives you a great video. I'm not going to bother running the video because it tells you how to hook it up. But you may want to look at this. I'll reference this in the show notes. But if you don't want to watch the video, here's a step-by-step procedure as to how to hook this up. And it's so well done that I can even understand how to hook it up. It's real nice. And then at the end, again, it says if you need online support, it tells you the website. It also gives you the free 800 number to call. So I love the fact that they're going to be there to support you with whatever you need. And here's the PC setup. Again, real simple. Shows you what to do. Nice, nice. It's all well done there, and I congratulate him on that. Here is the actual device. On the back, you can see that it just simply plugs in the wall. Even I can understand that. And in the front, you have a button. This is your WPS button. So to make it real simple, you're going to plug this in the wall. Most of the routers today do have a WPS button. You push the button on the router, you'll push the button here, it's going to go through its magic, and it's going to connect. You can open up these antennas a little bit to refract and reflect the signal. And over here, there is another button that's basically going to turn this on and off. You can see the button kind of right there. These holes allow it to breathe, and you want it to breathe because these things do get warm. No problem with that. And there's your lighting indicator that will show you the signal. So these are real nice. It's very light. The Ethernet cable, if you plug it in this way, the Ethernet cable will be on the bottom. If you plug it in this way, it will be the top. It doesn't matter which way you plug it in. Depending upon your setup, you may want the cable on top and the cable on the bottom. And of course, real nice. They give you a very short, but they still give you a cable, Ethernet cable, to plug it in. So this will, A, expand the wireless capability and extend the range. So if you put this in the right spot in your home, in your studio, whatever, this will pick up the signal. And then from there, it will relay it and cover supposedly up to 9,000 square feet. That's enormous, enormous. And if you so desire, if you still want to go wire connection, there is your Ethernet cable, which you will plug into the device on one end and into this device on the other end. So that pretty much is it in a nutshell. Very nicely made. I have had no problems with the one I have already hooked up. I've had it for about a month and a half, and it really did extend the range. I was quite pleased with how well it worked. Again, you can buy a more expensive one, the next model up, which will do Wi-Fi 6, works fine. I don't have Wi-Fi 6, and I'm not worried about it yet. Eventually, I'll change over all my routers and go through that whole thing, which is a big job. So I think you'll enjoy this. The website's quite packed with information. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. And here, if you want to watch the Maycard setup of the N300, it goes through a very... I'll run a tad of it, but it goes through a very...
Congratulations on receiving your Wi-Fi range extender. This video will help you install and give you tips on your Wi-Fi range extender. First, plug your extender into an outlet near your wireless router. Switch power to on position. And
So it runs you through a very simple, basic setup that anybody can do. It also has a step-by-step procedure as to, you know, how you're going to connect it up, how you're going to connect it to the phone, and the whole bit. And it works real well. It will work. It will connect to any phone, Android or iOS. Doesn't really matter. All in all, I think this is a great little device for the price. You're going to be hard pressed to beat it. So check it out if you're interested in something like that. I think you'll be very satisfied with it, and I don't expect you'll have any problems. So drop me a line. And actually, let me know what you think of it. So let us go into the appies of the day. Well, here we go. I have some cool apps here and a lot of them today. So get your pencil and paper ready. So the first one is a Remote Mouse and Keyboard Pro. This is free at the moment. These apps won't be free long. So if you're interested in it, my suggestion is to grab it now, because they are going to be gone and they're going to be start charging for it. This app gets 5.0 stars out of 5.0. It is for the iOS operating system. This is the coolest little thing. It will make your phone, okay? It's going to make it a mouse, and it will work on a PC or a Mac. Doesn't matter what you have. And you'll be able to control your Mac or your PC using your phone. So it's kind of neat. Does all kinds of stuff, and it will control your media, you know, your volume, whatever you want, and it will be used to control your Mac or your PC with a mouse, keyboard, and media control. So it's actually going to pop up a little keyboard if you want, and it's a very handy thing to have. I have used it, and it works surprisingly well. It does. For the price, nothing. Can't beat it. All right. Our next app of the day, folks, is again for the iOS operating system. This is a calendar widget and date widget, primarily for the iPad, I would say, but it's going to put little widgets on your homepage to show you what you are going to be doing because you forget. So it has stunning new widget screen looks, new widget designs. It has iOS 16 support. And it has some bug fixes, and at the moment it's free. If you want enhanced services, you'll have to pay a little bit. So there are in-app purchases with this particular app. Okay, our next app is called Hujai. And Hujai is the classic disposable camera app. It's pretty cool. If you do a lot of photography, this is kind of the app that will give you these cool looks. It will take your photos and just put filters on them. This is a free app at the moment. It has all kinds of functions. It will let you put watermarks, and it gives kind of the 80s look, but it gives you some interesting filterizations if you are into that kind of thing. And I'm showing it because it's free, and it is somewhat fun and creative to use. So if you like to fool around with the photo apps, this would be a good one for your iOS operating system. Now, this next app is a lot of fun. Download this because you're going to like it. So it makes your phone, again, the iOS operating system, into an LED digital sign. I mean, everybody wants one of those. It will go vertical or horizontal. There you go. And it says it will turn your iPhone or iPad, it works better on the iPad because it's bigger, into an awesome ticker display. It's kind of neat. It's a perfect app to communicate with your friends in noisy bars, parties, or concerts. Yeah. In places where shouting would be inappropriate, such as class or libraries, where I see this used frequently is at the airport. So you're getting off the plane, and the dude's going to be there with the little iPad, and it's going to say, welcome, Mr. Bain, or whatever it's going to say, and it will be used for that. So it's kind of neat. What I like about this one is it lets it change colors. I think you can see right there under the hello there, there's a little color palette. So you can change the colors of the text, and I particularly like the yellow or the blue. That seems to show up the best to my eyeballs. Okay, our next app, again, for the iOS operating system, is called Bunnetwork. This is an interesting app. This is basically a new social media app. I just loaded it. I can't tell you a lot about it because I just loaded it and quickly, you know, swiped through it. This may be a new network type of thing. I'm sorry, I pronounced it wrong. It's BU Network, not BU Network. Still cobwebs up there. But this app looks like it's going to be, I hope, successful. I'm always open to yet another social media app. Join now, make new friends, create groups, add photos, and much, much, much more. What I like is it doesn't collect any data, which is good. So all your information supposedly is private, and that's a good thing. Okay. Again, a lot of apps today. Now we're going to go to the Android operating system, a bunch of apps for the Android. This is a neat calculator. It's free right now. They usually charge for 4.5 out of 5 stars. Good app. This is just your, you know, run-of-the-mill, general type of calculator. Easy to use. It's fast. I like it. I have tried it many times, and you can just use it. You load it. You don't need any permissions or anything like that. It works well, and it does some interesting mathematics for you if you're interested in such an app like that. And it's better than the default calculator. I will say that comes on your Android device. No question about that. It's called Extensive Calc, NT Calculator Extensive Calc, because it does more than the app that comes with your phone. All right. Here's a great browser. This is available on both platforms. It's called Brave Private Fast Web Browser. I do use this. I do like it. The only complaint that I have, and it could be me, is I use it on my PC also. There are certain forms that you're going to fill out, and it, for whatever reason, the coding on it doesn't work with the web browser, with the Brave web browser. So I'm forced to go back in Chrome. That doesn't happen too often, but it does happen. Other than that, on the phone, I haven't had any real problem with it, and I don't do a lot of form initiation or interaction with a lot of forms on the phone, per se. I do on the iPad, but I don't know. I'm just finding the iPhone. I have the big one, too. It's just easier for me to use an iPad or a tablet. Because of the real estate, it's bigger for me to see. But this works great. It's a great browser. You won't have any problems with it at all. Okay, moving on. If your Android phone is starting to die down and it's not as fast and as efficient as it was when you first purchased it, probably because you have too much junk on there. But that said, you can get this Phone Optimizer Pro. And what this will do is it will zap your phone and boost it and clean it and all kinds of things. Lacking space for new apps and photos, just clean up all the app caches, junk files, and boost your phone with one click. It's going to also help your battery. If your battery's draining real quick, that means you got a lot of stuff open and a lot of stuff running in the background you may not even know. Again, over the days, months, and years, the phone's become bloated with all kinds of junk. This is a good cleaner app to use to maximize the efficiency of your Android operating device. So check it out. And our last app of the day, I love this thing, All Languages Translator Pro. I believe it's available on both platforms right now. I'm looking at Google Play Store, so it's Android. But this is a cool app. Know every language, and you can travel anywhere in the world by using All Languages Translator Pro. You can find any word meanings with an inbuilt word dictionary in all languages with the translation app. You can translate text, and this is nice, by speaking directly into the app, and then it will turn it around and put it in the language that you're trying to speak. So it's a very interesting app. I highly recommend it. All the apps today, folks, are 100% totally free. I don't know how long they're going to be free or how long they're even going to be available until they up the price. So if you like anything that you saw today with the apps, I would encourage you to download those quickly. Okay, in the next couple weeks, I'm going to have some interviews. I'm going to invite some people back that I met at CES. So we'll interview them live, and they'll show you the neat things that they're projecting to happen in 2023. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next Thursday.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.